So weird, people. I got to tell you, I am so weird that today we going to maybe talk about. Yeah, I'm so weird. But trust me, these heated dramatic issue is something that you don't want to miss. So welcome back. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. It's called Forecasting and what that entails in forecasting and also our dramatic issues. But let me give you a rundown on our dramatic issues. First up is fake witness in hot water. Woo-hoo-hoo. Sticky one too. And then witness get pregnant for her ex-boyfriend, which also in one pass of drama. So drama, men get killed. Oh my god. Community is in mourn after an elderly man was murdered. And more drama. I got to tell you, more drama. Man, as I said, as I did my episode on why men are womanizer, well, this man is a womanizer. So, let's start it up by talking of our number one dramatic issues. Fake witness. Hands in hot water. Ooh. So let's get into it. She told lies on an innocent man. And she was forced to tell lies to the police in 2014. Brown was charged with prevention of course of justice and scheduled to appear in the court later this month. And from the man she was in position in her, and when them tell the lie, so she swear on the Bible. She was like, when she hears the words that she could swear on the Bible, she couldn't do it. So now she's in a hot water. Now she is going to face charges. Woo! Not a good one. And then, so 22 years old woman got pregnant for her ex-boyfriend, who is now with another woman that he was cheating her on with for more than 2 years. And she was deeply in love with her ex-boyfriend and led her to do some crazy stuff. I know she want to do an abortion. So she want to take the abortion pill, but she's afraid. If it's your judgment to abort the pitney, do an abortion, do that. But if you want to kill an innocent child who is also innocent like yourself, don't do that. So pros and cons. Yeah, the witness now, who in a hot water, God have mercy on her. She's going to serve some jail time. That's my advice. Lock the tree and throw it. Yeah. So, and then a man was killed in Montego Bay as he was well known, and he died at the age of 50. Yeah, people. Oh, God. I can't bother. Imagine Montego Bay have special zone of operation and people still are dead. Left, right, and center, like mosquito. Wagwan. Wagwan, Jamaica. Yeah, as Obama said, Wagwan. Really, Wagwan of Jamaica. For true. So, country feel pain of a senior citizen was murdered. Adam was went to his hometown in Clarendon in 2013 as he thought he would be more peaceful than living in Kingston. So he went back home after he lived in Kingston for many, many years. Wow. So he's 65-year-old business man, and he was robbed and killed, and he had several chop wounds, and his body was found close to close to where he lived in Crandon. So good God, I don't know why if I have a disagreement with people, all I need to do is talk about it. If you want my money, just rob him, not kill him. He can make more money. Boy, I'm just awful though. I don't know what to say. Then, this is a bittersweet dramatic issue. So, it is more than a drama. It is more, he is a womanizer. So, him lie, him cheat. So, lying and cheating husband has 20 pitney. Lord of mercy. So she met him in 2004, sorry, and he was when she was on a vacation and went to the United States to marry him, but her family was not too fond of him, you know, them skeptical, you know, family member, them always skeptical, weird, it's like, yeah. And sometimes them right. So in this case, them positive right. Double positive. So she was, she found out that he have more children. And he told her that he have 5 children, right? His children were very respectful towards her. And she had to drag it out of him. To tell him that So he dragged it out of him more children. That he have 5 more children, right? And so which make it up to 10 pitney, right? And she found out that he might have up to 20 pitney. Like no sir. Him lie pan you, him cheat pan you, him lying, cheating, lying, cheating, lying, cheating. And the more him lie, more lying, the more you believe him. Like, woman, you don't need to be alert of these men. Always do your research. Ask them for their social media. Ask them, build a relationship with their children. Find out insight. Question them. Question. Yeah, you know? Question. You know, save them. And I believe, to me, and her children is also grown too. But I believe I will not take up no woman with children. No, I can't do it. Some men have the heart to do it. Yeah, I'm come and love you. Yeah, whatever. Not me. But anyway, so our today topic is, I'm very disgusting, but today topic is forecasting, but rather. So today's topic is forecasting, and it might include foreign exchange, because foreign exchange is forecasting. So you forecast and predict what is going to happen. Alright, so forecasting is a technique that use historical data as input to make informed estimate and that are predictable in determining the direction of future trends. Business utilize forecasting to to determine how to allocate your budget or plan for expecting income or expenditures for upcoming period. So that is like our Jamaica government. When our budget is reading, our budget read I think it's the last month, and now they're doing this rigorous debate about the budget. So our government do a little forecasting, predict how much to allocate to which department of government. So yes, so it's similar to that. So they do that, and now here is a little video.
Tauben på højre side af hovedet, brækket finger.
Hvor var du henne i går aftes?
Jeg aner ikke, hvad du snakker om.
Ham Jonas der, han vil ikke have skulle presse.
Jeg tror, jeg kan
gør du?
Nå, for satan.
Blod på tæppet. Vi går ikke ud fra den for afdøde.
Hvorfor ikke? Fordi der ikke var hul på den afdøde. Den er min.
Der er gang i din mange, hva'? Hun er også ret lækker.
Oh, that was commercial. Okay. Okay. Alright. So, how forecasting work, rather? We're going to look at how it works. So, in investor, you utilize forecasting to determine if event affecting a company such as sales expectation increasing or decreasing the price of shares in a company, and forecasting also provide an important benchmark for a firm and how and which need a long term perspective of operation. So stock analysts use forecasting to explore on how trends such as GDP or unemployment will change and in the coming quarter or the year, and this can also in the future out of the forecasting the estimate will be inaccurate because you can't predict everything in forecasting. I expect it to be accurate, right? So finally, using statistics to analyze forecasting is another way to require of using forecasting. For instance, data can be concluding regarding to the impact of customer satisfaction by changing business hours or the productive of employees upon changing certain work condition. All right, so forecasting has been around here, but it also have an impact on the economy. So economic use forecasting to adjust the problem or set of data. So economists make assumption regarding to the situation being analyzed that can be established before the variables of forecasting are determined. Based on the item determined and appropriate data set is to select and use in the manipulation of information, and the data is analyzed and the forecasting is determined. Finally, a verification period organized where the forecasting compare to the actual result is very important to establish an accurate model of forecasting in the future. So foreign exchange do that a lot. So yes, so they use an accurate model to forecast in the future. So you know, they don't make the necessary mistake like they do. So stock analysts use various forecasting methods to determine how stock or a stock price will move in the future, and they might look at revenue, compare the economic indicators, and change our financial or statistical data to observe to determine the relationship between multiple variables. So these variables may be based on a passage of times and or the occurrences of specific events. For example, a forecasting may be based upon a specific period. So during the passage of the 12-month period and the occurrence of events that